It's 8:41 on this Tuesday morning with the Musers. I thought we'd take some time here to talk about what's been a terrific start to the WNBA season. So our Dallas Wings are 9-5, but everybody is looking up at the Minnesota Lynx. They're 11-3 with a plus-minus of 13.2, and in my opinion, Olivia Miles is the early front runner for most valuable player. Now, what's going
what
on?
Up? Ah,
just as we're
what
getting,
up,
what
Braves?
Is this all about?
What up, hombres?
It's Chris.
What's
Chris.
What's going on, we'll my musers?
The
I'm
overly,
Tom George. Craig, chest bump.
Don't do it.
It's Chris. Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
How's my favorite morning show doing, huh?
Well, we're in the middle of a segment.
You guys still struggling in 5 figs per annum?
We're still struggling.
Yeah, while the Chris are slaying it on the sales leaderboard and Tinder simultaneously.
Sure
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, you guys keep at it. Pretty soon you may have your breakthrough and they'll promote you to sales.
Oh, okay, we will.
Yeah, yeah, you can we'll hang hope. Out with me and Kev Rach. Ah, that'd be great,
we
man.
Like him. We like Kev
Rach. Yeah, hold on, dude, hold on. I gotta slam my post grind.
Oh, he just worked out. What's going
what
on?
What is that?
Oh, God, yeah. That's my signature protein-packed caffeinated breast milk energy drink. Yeah, it's designed to rebuild your core from the inside out after every PR workout.
So you just worked out?
Yeah. Yeah, it's called Post Grind by the Chrisser. Check it out.
Okay.
I was just at the gym, totally crushing it. Yeah.
Is that why you're shredded?
Totally crushing it. Oh, yeah, I'm shredded, man. It's abs day today.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was doing all kinds of record-setting crunches.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, man, dude, every time I work out, there's always like a crowd that shows up just to watch and gawk, you know?
I bet.
And I can always hear them out of the side of my ear.
What?
Saying, you know, how is he doing it? You know, is he a competitive bodybuilder? Does he own tons of crypto or what? You know, and my favorite that I get all the time is, man, look at his bench press. He must have had lots of threesomes with Fortune 500 shoddies on Graham.
What?
Oh,
no one says that.
Yeah, but I'm like, come on, you know, I'm just a regular multimillionaire, just like you'd wish you were. And seriously, man, I have to put my pants on one leg at a time.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I had my French maid do it. She's totally hot, you know.
Yeah.
Post-coitus. She puts on my pants one at a time. Gosh. Seriously, like literally. Seriously, like literally,
yeah.
Literally,
yeah,
seriously,
yeah.
Seriously, I'm like probably the most humble guy who has no reason to be in the whole world. Humble.
Right.
Totally humble. No, absolutely no reason to be humble.
Yeah, that's right.
But totally
just
humble.
That in it you of are. Itself is...
Hey, I didn't see you guys at the Japan-Netherlands match.
No,
well, there's a lot of people out there.
Dude, you guys should have come out to the soccer game. You could have stopped by my suite.
Oh, you were there.
Yeah. I have the God suite at Dallas Stadium.
What is that?
That's above the owner and above all other suites.
Okay.
It's called the God suite. Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Oh, we had some of the biggest names in soccer there. D-Beck. My buddy D-Beck was there. David D-Beck. Beckham.
Oh, he's your buddy.
Gosh. Yeah, he's my buddy. Limes. Lionel Messi.
Oh. No one calls him Limes.
CR7, Chris Renald. He was there. We even had the ashes of Maradona with us.
Wow.
He loves hanging out with us. Even in his urn, he likes hanging out with us.
So the biggest
totally.
Names alive and dead were
oh,
with you.
Man, it was great. I don't know if y'all watched the match.
A little bit
That's
of it.
What I call it. It's kind of an insider term for a soccer game.
Yeah.
We call it a match.
It's not right. That inside.
But yeah, dude, it was great. They battled to a draw.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like
that?
A tie or something.
It
I don't
is
know,
a tie,
man.
Yes.
And it was so funny because the Netherlands coach, Herb Brooks Jr.
I don't think
no.
That's right.
He was like begging me to come down there for the last 5 minutes to score the game-winning goals for them.
Oh, he was?
But I was like, dude, bro, I can't. I'm busy chatting up Posh Spice, you know. I had her panty mid-thigh.
And
I was like, I don't have time to win one for the flatlands of the Dutch windmill. So
you know,
he was like, nah, that's cool. So we'll just do it for the draw, you know. That's
yeah,
cool.
Just take the draw.
Yeah, so they just took the draw. That's fine.
You know, I heard those suites cost like $1 million a game or something crazy like
that. Oh, really? That's what other people have to pay for them? Oh, you got them totes free.
Totes free.
Totes free. Yeah. Oh man, FIFA will do anything for me. You guys know this. I don't know if y'all have heard this.
No.
Have you not heard this? You guys know me. You haven't heard it?
No.
What is it? That I was instrumental in bringing World Cup to USA.
I've not heard that at all.
Yeah, I was on the committee for World Cup to USA committee.
Uh-huh.
So I'm kind of a big deal.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the president of FIFA, you know, Gianni Infantino. He like called me up crying a few years ago, and he was like, "Chris, I'm panicking. I have World Cup, and I don't know where I can put my games."
Oh my god!
He's like, "Do you have a hookup for Rivershawn or Fret's Library?"
Rivershawn.
So I said, "Dude, I'll do you one better. I'm like 50% owner in Dallas Stadium." So
what?
You are not.
So we can put it at my place.
Even called that yet?
Yeah. So I'm like way up there. So I'm hereby inviting you guys formally. Okay. Formally, to come out tomorrow. I scheduled Croatia and England at Dallas Stadium because I thought you guys would be interested in that.
Okay.
So you guys ought to come out. And it's like a whole deal. They're like honoring me, Croatia and England. They're giving me, I think it's the Brandy Chastain Award for being soccer's biggest brand ambassador who's made a difference.
Oh my
I think that's the name of the award.
God.
But they're going to be honoring me, and so I'd love it if you guys were there to introduce me. That would be great. The biggest names in sports are going to be there. Jalen Brunson's going to be there with me. Timothy Chalamet.
Nick celebration.
Girl Kardashian. And I'm rooting for Croatia, you know, because England's not that big of a soccer market.
What?
Oh, Croatia takes it seriously, so I'm kind of rooting for them and everything. But you guys are totes invited. Come out to my God
suite
and present
me
with the Brandy Chastain Award for being soccer's biggest brand ambassador who's made a difference.
Look, Chris, we appreciate that you're a part of the ticket team, but we're not buying any of this. In fact, your buddy K-Rach told me...
Oh, really? What's K-Rach up to?
Not only did you not have a suite at the game over the weekend, but that you tried to get in, but you got busted with a counterfeit ticket, and that you got arrested and released, and now because of that...
I don't think that's true.
The ticket's going to let you go.
Oh, my God, I've been found out! Oh, I've never had post-grind, the protein-packed energy caffeinated breast milk energy drink!
He jumped through the glass into the ticker room again. We just replaced that glass. Baldy, how's he look?
Just got it fixed.
If he wasn't at the suite, then what's this powder that looks like Maradona's ashes that got scattered across the
room? Oh, okay. Maybe he was telling the truth.
Wait, no, this is white powder.
I back you, MFers! I'm going to live forever! Oh, God, my heart!
Season up.
It's that drink.
Oh, man. There goes Chris.